It's the NBA Minute time. I get 60 seconds to talk about whatever I want to. NBA Minute starts now. Pacers were in action against the Clippers last night. I don't even want to talk about the game. It was ugly. Kawhi Leonard didn't play. But what I do want to talk about is Paul George's comments after the game. Paul George got booed, unrightfully booed, in Indiana. But then after the game, said he can't wait for his tell-all to come out. And he says that he is not the one that should be booed in Indiana. Paul, who are you talking about? Don't tease us like that. If you got something to say, come out and say it. Who are we booing? Are we booing Larry Bird? Are we booing Donnie Walsh? Are we booing Danny Granger? Who are we booing, Paul? That's my issue with that. So, I feel some type of way about that. The Bucks are on a 15-game winning streak. They're the hottest team in the league.
The longest winning streak since they had Jabbar, I think.
It's unreal. Gordon Hayward returned yesterday, and Damian Lillard just came out and said that he will never switch it up on Portland. He's going to die without a ring in Portland.
That's sad for him.
It is sad. That's my NBA Minute on the Gary Sharp Show.
All right, we're going to put an addendum on the NBA Minute here because I have, you know, I had a little bone to pick with Michael about is Luka Doncic.
Yes.
I got a little bone to pick with you as well. All right.
Oh, let's go. Okay.
All right. So
what did I do?
Well, you were, you know, Zion got brought up yesterday.
Oh, he sure did.
And I don't feel that you, I don't feel like you properly respected the man's game. And listen, I understand that he hasn't played in an official NBA game yet.
Correct.
But here's what I'm saying. If you watch him in what he was doing in the preseason before he did the meniscus, there is no earthly way, if he's healthy, and that's a big if. That is a big, big if.
Okay.
Okay. There is no earthly way, if he is healthy, he is not an all-NBA caliber player within his first couple years. That's all I'm saying.
All NBA third team?
First year, maybe. He will be a top 10 player in the league in his first couple years if he stays healthy.
You said top 10?
Yes. I don't think you understand what kind of freak he is.
It's very evident the athletic ability that dude
has. I'm going past that, okay?
We're talking about him as a basketball player.
I'm talking about him as a basketball player. So he's got biggest freak show just on lockdown athletically, okay?
Okay.
Right now, like, we're starting that as a basis, right? What I like about him as a basketball player, if you watched him last year at Duke, okay, you can legitimately run your offense through this dude as a facilitator, not just a scorer. He's got incredible vision and passing skills.
Okay.
He's really, really good vision and passing skills. The way I like to describe him is if he's basically Draymond 2.0. He's if you increase the athleticism on Draymond about 50%, or maybe 100%, it's like a double. So you just double Draymond athleticism.
Did it say it on my face? I was like,
So double. Well, listen, right. people sleep on how athletic Draymond was before he in like 73 when Draymond was athletic.
Yes, I'll okay. Give you that.
All right. So, but Zion, you're basically doubling that. Now, listen, he's not quite the passer that Draymond is, but people do not appreciate the passer and vision that he has. Not to mention, okay, Draymond never shot the ball in college the way Zion did last year. I get that there's things to work on with his shot.
Yes.
But it's not broken, and he made it at an effective rate last year. Finally, just play him at center. Quit trying to play him at the four. He is a center. I don't care if he's 6'6". He is a center. Play him, use him the way that the Nuggets use Jokic, and go play in the playoffs.
But then I'm looking at guys like Jokic. Well,
he weighs 280 pounds. He can guard whoever he wants because he has the quickness to guard. Listen, he legitimately can guard 1 through 5. Now he might not be a primary defender on a point guard, but you can switch him on a point guard on a pick and roll and be fine.
Okay.
Until they recover.
See,
and he's big enough. Listen, now I'd like to see him get down to like 260 so he stops injuring himself.
I agree. Needs to be his playing
weight. I'm not even saying he's fat. I'm just saying he's too big to move the way he needs to.
Right.
Okay? And I don't mean he's incapable of moving. I'm saying he's too big to move the way he needs to and not hurt himself.
Agreed.
So get down to like 255, 260. Here's what I'm saying, man. Who's backing him down? Oh. Not a soul. Not a soul.
I think Jokic, first of all, here's my thing. I guess my only thing is about the whole thing, I haven't seen him do it on this level. Until I see him do it on this level, I will have question marks left and right on this guy. I get what he did in college.
Listen, the only way he's not dominant in the NBA is if he can't stay healthy. That is the only way.
So you're saying it's foregone conclusion, this dude is got it no matter what.
This dude has it. I promise you.
And I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm one of those people, until I see it happen, I've got questions. And because he's playing against small children in college.
Listen, I get people don't pay attention to NBA preseason basketball, but you're playing against professionals there, most of whom are still on these rosters.
Right.
He was doing the exact same thing. And I mean the exact same thing. In preseason,
I'm a preseason guy. I sit up there and watch it because I need some basketball.
Yeah, you gotta get some hoops in your life.
In my life, especially at that time of year.
You're walking through the desert and preseason's a little bit of water.
Right.
I get you.
I question how hard people are going in the preseason.
Okay, but you're out here telling me Melo getting buckets and pickup ball, and you're like, oh, I don't know if Zion's good enough because he only did it in preseason. Don't come at me with that.
Here's what I'll say. But I've seen Melo do it in an NBA game.
Not in like 5 years.
Yeah, but I've seen him do it in an NBA game. And I've seen him.
Yeah, 5 years, I could touch the backboard. And, it ain't happening today.
No, and at least he's playing against some NBA talent over there.
He's playing against NBA talent in the preseason.
That's going half speed.
What do you think they're doing in pickup games, George? What do you think they're doing in
pickup
games?
They're at least going 75%.
Going harder in preseason than they are in a pickup game.
They're double-teaming Devin Booker.
Get out of here.
They care about something over there.
Listen, I'm trying to give you a heads up. I'm trying to give you a heads up. This is what I tried to do for people with Marcus Zagorowski at the beginning of the year.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Robbie's heads up.
This is my heads up. Zion Williamson, if he is healthy, is a dude. Okay?
All right.
And on that, listen,
hey, and that's
you put him at the five, you put Brandon Ingram at the four, and then you've got Drew Holiday, Lonzo Ball down in New Orleans, and then Josh Hart at the three, I don't care.
Do you put J.J. Redick at the two and just be really, really small?
I think J.J. Redick does a good job coming off the bench.
I think so, too.
You know? And, oh, Stibbs, you are my dude.
Yeah. Whoa.
Hey.
Yes. Whoa.
Yes. I thought you got some.
George, you're not doing 8 straight hours of radio, all right? You can go get food in 10 minutes. I cannot. Stibbs just coming through clutch, bringing me some food. My guy Stibbs.
Big facts. Okay,
but here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. I'm trying to give you a heads up so you aren't out there like all the people that didn't believe about Marcus Zagorowski. I'm trying to give you, this is your early in. You put him at the five, Brandon Ingram at the four.
Uh-huh.
Either put Drew Holiday at the three, put JJ at the two, so you got some shooting out there besides Ingram, put Lonzo at the one. Mm-hmm. That's a good lineup. Not to mention, that lineup defensively causes problems.
Okay, so I've got one little switch in that lineup. First off, I have NBA League Pass. Watching the New Orleans Pelicans play is super entertaining.
Dude, how good is Brandon Ingram? That dude's a bucket.
He's a bucket.
Like a walking bucket.
Yes.
This is the guy that everybody thought they were getting in L.A.
Yep.
He is being that guy right now.
Yep, and he even came out and said, I've watched the Pelicans play, even though they've only won, six games. But that ball moves constantly,
yes.
No matter who's in the game. And I think that's one of the things I appreciate the most about watching them play. But he even said it. He's like, hey, in L.A., I didn't feel appreciated. He's like, my name was always being thrown in the trades, and he's like, I didn't feel it appreciated. But the appreciation that I feel here in New Orleans with the fans, the organization, he's got people behind him. He's got people that believe in him finally.
Well, listen, part of that's a maturity issue, right?
A little bit.
Like, you have to remember, when you draft a kid at 19, you're going to have to treat him differently than a veteran at 28.
Hey, he's still a boy. He's still emotional.
There's high school kids that are 19.
Yep.
Not a lot of them, but there's a few.
Yep.
You know, he's 1 year removed from being in high school,
mm-hmm.
and you put him in Los Angeles. That can't be easy. and then you are constantly putting his name in rumors and all this other stuff. You can't do that. But what I'm saying is, I'm trying to save you some embarrassment, George. Zion Williamson is a dude. If he stays healthy, and listen, like I said, I need him to play at like 255, 260.
Right.
Get rid of that pushing 300 garbage. I don't need that in my life.
Not at 6'6".
He is a center, though. I don't care how tall he is. He's a center.
Would you still play him at the center at 260?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm.
Because he is strong, dude. And not all of that's because of the weight. Like, he is a strong, strong dude. I would play him at defensive end at 360 or at 260. I don't care.
No,
I mean, for real.
Yeah, that might actually be a better position. If we're being completely honest. And I don't want it to sound like I don't think Zion's going to be that. The dude's going to be good.
Yes.
You can see that. You can see that his basketball IQ. You can see all of that.
Yes.
I need to see it done. And that's one of the reasons why I'm being a little selfish. I want him to come back this year.
Oh, I do too.
I want him to come back this year. I want to see him gel with this team that's already passing like nobody's. They look great on the court. They can't win a game. They can't win a game, but I'm telling you, that offense is looking real good on the court, and they've got dudes that are out there. They got something to prove, chips on their shoulder. I like the team.
I do too.
Can we just get our centerpiece in there?
All right. I want to get to that. That's your NBA several minutes. We did two NBA segments today.
So, I hope you got it out of your system.
It's all Creighton. I wanted to get to just a little bit of college football. I'm sure we'll get plenty of college football when I join John here in like 5 minutes. But one of the things, actually, I'll save all the college football for John. So I was talking to Matt Lothrop earlier about the Major League Baseball draft getting moved to Omaha. Which is kind of a cool deal. You kind of tie it in with the College World Series. I like all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I got into a Twitter fight yesterday.
I peeped this.
So Rob Anderson, the SID over at Creighton, was like, hey, the swim trials are going to be at the CHI. Obviously, the College World Series is at the ballpark. Where are they going to hold this thing? And most people said, oh, probably the Holland Center or whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. But then the Iowa Western Reavers Athletic account pops up and says, hey, we'll host it over here. We'll just say we're a suburb of Omaha. And so I popped up the Adam Devine gif that says, no, hard pass. Hard pass, no. And listen, the Iowa Western account got a little up all in their feelings about it. And they were like, hey, settle down. Like, we don't want to have to tell people that you coach a basketball team in a cornfield. And so I tweeted him a picture, and I was like, yep, it's a cornfield. And I was like, but listen, if you can dribble through corn stalks, you can dribble through defenders. That's a fact. And so we went back and forth, and it ended up being fairly good-natured. But I was just – I've tried really hard lately to not get in fights on Twitter with people because I think it's bad for everyone's health. I think that's why Stibbs is so miserable all the time. He's constantly just fighting. He's constantly fighting with people on Twitter. He's trying to slide into Lizzo's DMs, and she's not having it. And so I've been trying really hard to not get into fights with people on Twitter. And this one ended up being pretty good natured, and they were fun about it. And I was like, you know, don't tell anybody. But I've got 89.7 on my presets, so shh, we'll keep that secret between us. But no, it was a fun little conversation I had. But
real quick,
yeah, absolutely.
You've been talking about the Nebraska Sports Person of the Year.
Yes, yeah. I'm gonna crown one here right before we leave.
Okay, so we got about a little bit less than a minute. Anthony had a real nice out of the box one.
I'm ready for it.
Joseph Mather.
I don't know who that is.
Joseph started racing at the age of 4 in 2015. He's a racer.
Racing what?
Looks like motocross.
Okay.
He raced Worlds in Rock Hill and Baku, bringing home the number one plate in both years and earned NAG number one plate in 16, 17, and 2018.
I appreciate the out-of-the-box submission, for sure. I think to be the Nebraska Person of the Year, I have to have heard of you. Okay. So that's gonna be my no on him. But I do love I like giving the guy a shout out, and I appreciate the love for the Out of the Box Sports. Listen, it's gonna come down to these are my finalists. It's either Bud Crawford or John Cook. If Bud wins on Saturday, it's him. If John Cook makes it to the Final Four, it's him. If they both do that, it's a tie. Those are my sports people of the year.
All right, you can go out on that. I'm cool with it.
All right, you're going to hear about 4 more hours of me with John Bishop here in a second, but this is the end of the Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone.